USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An assassination has taken place on the island nation of Japan. Japan's former and longest-serving Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, was shot in the back as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan. He was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The shooter used a homemade gun and was apprehended immediately after the shooting. Ghislaine Maxwell has appealed her sex trafficking conviction and 20-year prison sentence for her role in facilitating Jeffrey Epstein. The appeal was filed Thursday in Manhattan. Ramesh Sunny Balwani, the former president of Theranos Incorporated and ex-boyfriend of its founder Elizabeth Holmes, was found guilty of fraud for his role in the collapse of the $9 billion blood testing startup. He faces 20 years in prison and still has a pending case with the Securities and Exchange Commission. USA Radio News.
Mike Gapple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
How many bots or computer accounts are there on Twitter anyhow? The company says they're removing a lot every single day. Tim Berg from our Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter is removing more than a million spam accounts every day. Executives at the social media platform say it's in an effort to reduce the number of bots as Tesla CEO Elon Musk asked for more information before he purchases the company. Twitter executives noted the amount of these accounts were under 5% of all users who were served advertisements.
President Biden is expected to sign another executive order on Friday to help women abort their unborn child. Biden, a Democrat, has been under pressure from supporters, particularly progressives, to take action after the landmark Roe decision by the Supreme Court of the United States to have states make their own decisions on life and death. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
With many schools throughout America not teaching what parents want their kids to be taught, a new school choice in Arizona will put power back in the parents' hands. Karen Taylor Robson, a Republican, is running for governor in Arizona and had this to say on Fox News.
You know, Arizona has been a leader in school choice for decades now, going back nearly 30 years with Governor Fife Symington signing the first charter school legislation in the state of Arizona. So I am very, very proud of what our state legislature and Governor Doug Ducey has done to dramatically expand school choice and really start to reimagine or recreate a system of education that's designed for the kids and not the adults. You know, we have a moment of opportunity in this country where parents have woken up and they want to have better options for their children. And so I'm very proud of what the state of Arizona has done.
Apple iPhones has announced a new feature to keep their phones safer.
Apple has a new feature for iPhones called Lockdown Mode. It's intended for high-profile users such as politicians and activists who may be targeted by state-sponsored hackers. Lockdown Mode turns off several features on an iPhone in order to make it less vulnerable to spyware. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.